Welcome to the White House Family Spoken Novels Podcast, episode 292. Today we're reading chapter 22 of the novel, I Know What Prayer Can Do, by Daniel White III with his wife Mariko White. Kelly, Trevor, and Justin made it safely to Germany. As soon as they settled in, Kelly took Justin in for his first visit with Dr. Vilsack, who had a knack for making people feel comfortable around him, especially children. Justin sat on the bench next to him in the examination room as Dr. Vilsack examined his legs. I feel a few knots. They're too small to protrude above the skin, and they're so small if you're not trained to spot them, you'll miss them, he said. We'll get some x-rays taken, check the blood pressure down in his legs, among other things. He applied increasing pressure on Justin's leg. Justin would pull away depending on the degree of the pressure. That hurts a little, doesn't it? He said to Justin. Dr. Vilsack placed Justin on the floor. Come on and walk over to me. You can have this stuffed bear and this lollipop, he said to Justin. Justin, with a slight limp, hurried over to Dr. Vilsack as fast as he could. After making a few notations on his chart, Dr. Vilsack said, What we'll do is we'll replace the rod that's in his leg. In the meantime, I'll get in touch with Dr. Anandra Petras. He's from India, and he works in the orthopedics department of a major hospital there. Right now, he's in America doing work at Emory University in Atlanta for a year. If my guess is correct, little Justin has what is called CPT, congenital pseudarthrosis of the tibia. It affects one in every 100,000 infants. I know of only one other case, and Dr. Petras performed the operation over in India. It's a simple operation, and I had the honor of sitting in on the surgery. Let me go over a few things with Dr. Petras and get a confirmation from him, and maybe give him the honor of performing the operation if he's able to break away. Trevor and Kelly breathed a sigh of relief. It doesn't sound very serious, Trevor said to Kelly as they left the doctor's office. I told you to pray about it and not to worry. I couldn't help it, Kelly said. I'm a mother. I'm supposed to worry. Kelly joyfully typed up a cover letter to send with a signed letter from Dr. Vilsack, along with other pertinent information to Mrs. Kimberly, as well as to Judge Honeycutt. When they came to take Justin away, I was very angry, Kelly shared with her husband. But the more I think about it, the more I appreciate them doing their job, even if they make a mistake every now and then. Kelly also sent letters to Aubrey and Simone, both of which she followed up with a phone call. Aubrey was happy as she listened to Kelly explain the diagnosis. CPT causes the bones in an infant's leg to bow and unexpectedly fracture as the baby grows or begins to walk, Kelly reported. I was afraid at one point that he would have to have both legs amputated from his knee down. God knows how to set our affairs at ease, Aubrey said. From what Dr. Vilsack explained to us, they'll insert a rod in his lower legs and secure it with screws. Won't he outgrow the rod? Aubrey asked. Oh, yes. The doctors will replace it periodically until he stops growing at about age 20. Dr. Vilsack says they'll use what they call intramedullary nailing, where they'll use a bone shaft from Justin's pelvis to create bone shavings that they'll mix with bone morphogenetic protein to help stimulate his bones to grow. Although Aubrey was elated over the good news Kelly delivered to her about Justin, and although she was excited about the new levels to which God was taking the Restoration Reset ministry, she was concerned about Jennifer. Someone called her cell phone a few times, but would hang up whenever she answered. I wonder if it's Jennifer, she shared with her husband. I've called her apartment and left message after message for her to return my calls. Neither Simone nor Kelly have heard from her. She hasn't been attending the meetings. The two times she's answered her phone, she was evasive and abrupt. Can we please stop by her place again and see what's going on? Maybe we'll catch her this time. It's not like her to just take off and not say anything. Using Tucker Gravelin's position to get a search warrant, they searched Jennifer's apartment. Aubrey got lost in her thoughts as she recognized the trinkets and pictures from trips the four friends had taken together. plaques she'd given to her, and books they'd shared. Lord, we had so many good times together. Jennifer, Simone, and Kelly are true friends. Pulling open one of the dresser drawers, Aubrey thumbed through some loose papers. Something is not right about this, Aubrey said, showing her husband the papers. Let's see what you have there, Detective Aubrey, her husband said as he looked over the papers. My spirit is unsettled about this. Lottery tickets, signed loan papers, tickets to horse racing tracks, a signed contract with a Mr. Diego Di Francia. This only means one thing, she's having financial troubles. My question is, why didn't she just come to us? That's not like her, Quentin. Are you listening? Yes, I'm listening. I do believe we have something here, he said, waving the papers in his hand. Aubrey sat next to him on the bed as they both read the contract. Seems like she's in some kind of trouble. Do you know these people, Diego or Luis Francia? Aubrey shook her head, no. Let's see what Google has to say about them. She tapped the names into her cell phone. There was only one listing, Raul Francia. He had never heard of a Diego or Luis Francia. Thank you for joining us for this episode of White House Family Stories. You may purchase a copy of this novel and any other Christian fiction books read on this podcast from Amazon.com. Now, dear listener, please know that God, the divine author of all things, wants to write a great story with your life as well. But first, you must give him the pen by trusting him with the life he gave you and surrendering your heart to Jesus Christ as Savior. Here is how. 1. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you've broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23 reads, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. 2. Accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, For the wages of sin is death. 3. Accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Bible also says in Revelation 21:8, But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. 4. Accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8 and 9, For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. 5. Accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. With these facts in mind, please repent of your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and pray and ask him to come into your heart and save you this very moment. The Bible states in the book of Romans 10:9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer. Heavenly Father, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. If you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. May God bless you until next time.